And you're welcome back to part two of the Coulter and Clark Sporting Weekender on Q Radio. We've also got Marty Clark in studio here this afternoon with us. We're delighted to have him as a guest on our show. So before we start into this weekend's fixtures, guys, we'll look back on last weekend. It was a pretty good weekend all round for the clubs in the Ulster Club Championships. Warren Point first there, Benny. We predicted last week here. They maybe got it tighter than maybe we would have thought, but they're in the next round and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I think they were 5 points up with about 2 minutes to go. So, you know, I think the team got a goal or something in the last few minutes to make it a wee bit cagey towards the end of the game. But the Point are very strong throughout the pitch. I've seen them quite a number of times this year. And as we said last week, I'd be very surprised if the Point didn't win this Ulster Intermediate and go on and definitely push for an All Ireland. Like, they have the squad of players. As I said last week, they've Ryan Boyle, they've Ryan Mallon. You know, they've great forwards there. So, you know, I expect Warren Point to win this Ulster title outright.
They're definitely one of my favourites at the minute. Marty, have you seen much of Warren Point? I know you've been away, but you've heard good things about them.
Absolutely, I've heard they're, you know, a much improved side, and they've clearly shown that they won Division 2 and the Intermediate Championship. So I do expect them, from speaking to Benny and yourself to and a number of other people around the county that, you know a lot about GAA, for them to go far in this competition and to probably challenge for higher honours in the next couple of years.
Drummond S also had a great weekend last weekend. They won, and that's them in the semi-finals now as well of the Ulster Club, and they have a good squad there as well. They've probably a lot of young lads coming through, so it'll be good for them maybe to make progress, and they have a good chance of maybe making a final as well.
Yeah, I think they play their own champions Rock, in the next round. Now, that'll be their toughest test to date, no doubt, because they're a very experienced team. But, you know, they've done well, they won that game very comfortably, and, you know, hopefully they can push the Rock on and hopefully beat them.
And Clondalf Camogues, Benny, quick mention to them, great win in the replay, the Ulster Club champions, so a big achievement for them.
Yeah, they were brilliant. Poor first half, but throughout the second half they won the game, and I know they celebrated well into the hours on Sunday night, so well done to Clondalf Camogues.
Well done to them again. Moving into this weekend's action, the Ulster Club Championship's back in action. St Eunan's from Donegal are playing Ross Lea, the Fermanagh champions, in the quarterfinals. Marty, St Eunan's obviously won Donegal last weekend. Do you think the week's rest, or will it be a good or bad thing? Ross Lea have been waiting now maybe 3 weeks for this game. Who do you think it'll benefit most going into this match?
Yeah, well, Gaelic football this time of year is just there's a number of close games. You know, when I was in Australia looking at the summer fixtures here, you know, you see scores of 3:20 and 2:17, big scores. But this time of year, with the really soft ground and just the way the football's played, anything's possible, as we've seen last weekend in the Ulster Club Championship. Every game's so tight, but I do fancy St Eunan's for this one to win that one, and also fancy the Derry champs as well.
Benny, St Eunan's, Ross Lea, do you think it's going to be a pretty close match? Ross Lea have a lot of big players, the Quigleys, but St Eunan's will take a lot of confidence from last weekend, probably shock win in Donegal.
Yeah, well, you know, St Eunan's have Kavanagh and your boy Horan that used to play for Donegal. You know, two very fantastic players, and they have been going, they've been in the goal this last 4 weeks in the trot. So this game will be good for St Eunan's, and I think they'll win this game by 3 or 4 points. You know, Ross Lea have the Quigleys, but I think there's a doubt over big Seamus Quigley with a knee injury, but I still think if he's playing, St Eunan's will win it, and also Slack Neil.
Slack Neil, yep, we're touching them. They're playing Cavan Gael's team, managed by Peter Canavan. Slack Neil, controversial circumstances, they won the Derry Championship against Ballinderry, which was a huge shock at the time. Ballinderry reigning Ulster Club champions. What makes you think, Marty, that Slack Neil will have the edge for this match?
Well, I suppose, as I said, anything's possible this time of year, and I just think to come through that Derry Championship and now to have a couple of weeks to sit back and prepare for this Ulster Championship game, get back out onto the ground and train and get ready for a tilt at the Ulster Championship, I think that'll really, really suit these boys.
Benning Stock, Neil, your tip as well?
Yeah, definitely, because that Derry Championship was a very hard championship to win, and I think they'll be more ready for it than Cavan Gael's.
Before we talk a wee bit more to Marty, the Down Under 21 Championship, Benny, I know you're involved with Mayor Bridge, is back in action this weekend. A couple of games will fly through. Castlewellan versus Carriduff, I think that's the top of the table clash.
Well, I think Bourne's in that group, so whoever wins this game has a good chance of maybe pushing Bourne out of it. But, you know, I think Carriduff is a strong outfit, and I think they'll beat Castlewellan and finish second in the group. Sorry, Bourne will top that group.
Loughnane travel to Tullyleash. By all accounts, Loughnane are going very well. I think they've won 3 from 3, so there could be dark horses.
Yeah, they'll set up a big final game with Warren Point here, and Tullyleash have been very poor throughout the year, so there's only going to be one winner here, Loughnane.
And Dara Cross, yourselves travel to Dara Cross, probably a novel enough game. You haven't probably been to Dara Cross too often in the past, Benny, so do you expect a tough game down there on Sunday?
Yeah, we know nothing about them. We wouldn't have played Dara Cross that often, so you know it's a tricky game for us, but if we win it, it looks like we'll top the group, so you know, a tough ask for the lads, but hopefully they can do it.
So that's them games are Sunday morning. Both Marty, we'll have a wee bit of a chat with yourself about your own career to date and what's brought you back to Lee Shores. I suppose you're glad to be back after a 6-year stint in Australia, and how's it feel to be home?
Yeah, it's great to be back home. I suppose on my personal side of things, to get married there, and with a little one on the way in early January. So, you know, there's lots happening there to look forward to. You know, I had a great experience in Australia, played there for 6 seasons. Was there for nearly 7 years in total. And, yeah, really, really learned, you know, a lot. Got to travel the world with Collingwood and got to play in some massive games and really, you know, helped set myself up. So it was a wonderful experience and I'm very grateful for it. But, you know, now I'm home and I'm ready to commit to living here and to enjoy life at home with, you know, my family and friends and obviously my wife and start my young family.
I suppose a question a lot of people are wondering, the first time you went over and the second time you went back, how did the game in Australia change, the AFL, and what changed quite a bit for the second time? How did you find that and what were the major changes in the game itself?
Yeah, well, the game became, you know, a lot faster in many ways. There's a sort of a system, I'm not sure if we'll see it in the international series, but it's called the forward press, where as a defender, which I was over there in my first stint, you had a lot of time on the ball, defences sort of drifted back, but by the time I came back, that had sort of flipped round totally, and when you had the ball, the entire team from the opposition were squeezing right up the field and you had absolutely no time on the ball, so that took a while to adapt to. And if you work it right, the best teams are able to work it right over the top of defences and run into an open goal often. But you know, it's getting through that initial pressure really was the thing, and I think it could come into Gaelic football and as well, where the teams press, you might as well win the ball back right in your own attacking half of the ground rather than try and resurrect it down near the goalkeeper. So that was the main change, and it really took me a while to adapt to it, that's for sure.
Yeah. Question, if there was one downside about playing for Collingwood, what was it like? What was the most negative thing, like stats or analysts or matches or been injured or?
I think, yeah, it was probably stats. You know, a lot of over-reliance on stats. As soon as the game's over, boys are asking how many possessions did you have or how many metres did you gain, which is a stat every time you have the ball, how far you take it forward via kicking or carrying it and stuff. And, you know, you kind of get lost when you come off the game. I find, you know, if you play well, you know, if you've done the right thing by the team, you don't have to look at a sheet to tell you if you done right. And it just got a bit, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you were reviewing the game sort of to the very thing you did before you got a kick of the ball and stuff, and it kind of takes away the initiative of a player, and I felt that anyway. And that was the one thing that sort of frustrated me most.
That's it for part two, folks. We'll return, we'll have a few minutes extra after the break, and we'll just ask Marty a couple more questions and then we'll have our hot treble and our tips for the weekend.